Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Under the new covenant in which we believers are living, God has given us a new life and a new way we are to live. First, he tells us, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans chapter 1, verse 17. So faith is a way of the believers. He also tells us, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints of God. When we speak about the saints of God, we're talking about God's consecrated people. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, Lord, and we ask that you give ear to our words. O Lord, my God, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let they also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a voice, praise the Lord.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our announcements are as follows. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute. Best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. For more information, you can visit us at www.HouseOfChristBibleCollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.ReversedUpRevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they're free. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. Journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world through songs and hymns and teaching and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also request copies of these teachings or lessons, if you will, by writing to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. If the Lord leads you to set up Bible classes or house meetings, you could write to us for information and guidance regarding setting those up. Our lesson in a series, Christianity versus Popular Religion, Part 1, 2, and 3. Tonight we will focus on Part 1. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set the glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight, and we thank you for this privilege once again to come into your presence and to minister to your people. Father, we thank you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me through every area of this lesson tonight, and that there will be no hindrance or any distraction. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you once again. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson in the series, Christianity versus Popular Religions. And it's part one, part two, and part three. We will focus primarily tonight on part one and the coming weeks. At the end of the week, which is Sunday, and next Wednesday, we should conclude. The world is full of religions, each claiming or believing that they hold the truth about God. Some are monotheistic, believing in one God. Others are polytheistic, believing in many or multiple gods. With so many religions, how do people seeking the truth distinguish between the true and the false? It is our objective to help regarding this matter in this lesson, to adequately understand the differences in the various religions, with the purpose to find the one that is true, it is necessary to understand some of the basic tenets of each. Let us begin by defining the word religion. What is religion? The Greek word for religion is thrakia, pronounced thrakia, meaning religious worship, especially external, that which consists of ceremonies. Religion is also beliefs. It is a person or people's beliefs and opinions regarding the existence, nature, and worship of a deity, god or gods, or deities, and divine involvement in the universe and human life. So when we say religion, we are identifying who is worshiping. There are many popular religions that people of all ethnic backgrounds follow. Yet most religions are popular because they are of man and can be adjusted to accommodate man's will and desires. While truth is often not popular, because it requires man to submit their wills to what they do not control, as well as what goes against the satisfaction of their flesh. Every religion cannot be truth, for truth is not relevant to what we want, or what we like, or where we are. Rather, truth is a constant for all people, regardless of what they want, like, where they are, or personally believe. Regarding religion, there is only one truth, and that truth is Jesus Christ. I will remind you of that. Regarding religion, there is only one truth, and that truth is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus Christ made a declaration regarding truth, and it reads, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Popular religions outside of Christianity is nothing but man's way of trying to define God and how they feel man is to have relationship with God. Christianity is different, for it is based on God's offering restoration of relationship with man, based on his God's terms and not that of man. Man's terms for restoration and relationship with God is based on their own efforts or works, yet God's terms are based on grace, undeserved favor. We will take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, which says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Most religions base their relationships with their false deities, with their good efforts, or good deeds that merit them heaven, eternal life, a higher place in reincarnation, etc. This is man's limited mindset regarding the great omniscient God. Instead of seeking God and his ways to restore relationship with him, many religions come up with their own ideas regarding this. What is a Christian and what is Christianity? In the book of Acts chapter 11, verse 26, we see the first mention of the word Christians. It reads, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." The Greek word for Christian is Christianos, pronounced Christianos, meaning Christian, a follower of Christ. Christianity's basic foundational belief is that the original man, Adam, who was created directly by the hand of God to look like him and be composed in three parts like God, sinned any act of disobedience towards God, causing man to have a loss of authority regarding the dominion God had given him and a loss of relationship with his divine creator, the true and living God. This one sin damned all of mankind to an eternal existence, punishment in hell, and then the lake of fire. As a consequence of this one sin, which now all of Adam's descendants have inherited, because God loved man so much, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was sinless, to pay the penalty for sin for all of mankind who would accept and receive it. Let us not misunderstand. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. For all of mankind who would accept him. But you must accept Jesus Christ to receive salvation. He, Jesus Christ, was sinless. Because sin is inherited from one's father and not mother. I will say that again. Jesus Christ was sinless. Because sin is inherited from one's father and not mother. Because he received his father's God's sinless nature, thus causing him to qualify as a sinless man to eradicate sin for all who received him. It was through one man's disobedience that caused sin to come upon all men, and thus the penalty for sin. So it is also with one man's obedience that righteousness can be offered to all of us. Jesus Christ was accused falsely and was put to death naturally. Yet he willingly gave his life with the purpose of affording all who had been under the penalty of Adam's sin the right to have a relationship restored with God. This would happen through the individual believing and trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior, then repenting of their sins and asking forgiveness or asking for pardon of their sins because of what Jesus Christ did. Beloved, Christians believe that after Jesus Christ's death by crucifixion, he was buried in a tomb, and 3 days later he was resurrected, thus giving proof that he was God come in the flesh, affording all who would believe in him this same victory over death. Christians believe that God is a Trinity, three in one. This is to say that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 through 22 says, "Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together, who had declared this from ancient time, who had told it from that time. Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." God is not pluralistic, yet he is a Trinity. And if we take a look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we see God the Father declaring to God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit what his will was. And it reads, "And God said, let us make man in our own image." Once again, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Each person in the Trinity has different roles, yet they are one God. The Father speaks his will. His will is his word, the Son, by which all things are created. You could take a look at John chapter 1, verse 3. "And the Holy Spirit empowers the word, bringing the Father's will into existence." Christians believe that by putting their faith in Jesus Christ, sacrificed for their sins, and repenting, turning from their sins, and asking God to forgive them, they are afforded grace from God and merited favor to be forgiven and thus restored to right relationship with God. Because of this, when a Christian dies physically, their soul, which is their psyche or mind, and their spirit live on and go to be with God in heaven until the Lord Jesus Christ returns at an appointed time to rapture or to catch out the true Christians that are alive. And after this, a great period of tribulation or judgment will come upon the world. Christians believe that there is no other God other than their God. All other religions are behind them demonic spirits who use religion as a means to ascertain and receive worship, just like Satan wanted Jesus Christ to do in Luke chapter 4. There are three categories of religions that we will be examining in this series of lessons, as well as some cults and other popular beliefs, and they are the Abrahamic religion, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Baha'i faith. All of these believe in the monotheism or in one God. Then the Indian religions, Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, and Sikhism. Most of these seem to share the same concept, such as Dharma and Karma. We will also examine the Far East or East Asian religions, Taoism and Confucianism, etc. Most of these may be considered non-religious in nature. We will also be examining Christian Science, Jehovah's Witnesses, Animism, Rastafarianism, Scientology, Mormons, Universal Church, Unitarian Universalism, Hare Krishnas. Although this is only a small portion of the world's religion, many are popular worldwide, while others are known more in this part of the world. Let us begin with the Abrahamic religions, or the Abrahamic religions other than Christianity. That is Judaism. The question is, what is Judaism, and what do Jews believe? What is Judaism? And who or what is a Jew? Is Judaism simply a religion? Is it a cultural identity or just an ethnic group? Are Jews a clan of people? Are they a nation? What do Jews believe? And do they all believe the same thing? The dictionary defines definitions of a Jew include a member of the tribe of Judah, an Israelite, a member of a nation existing in Palestine from the 6th century BC to the 1st century AD, a person belonging to a continuation through descendants or conversion of the ancient Jewish people, and one whose religion is Judaism. According to the rabbinical Judaism, a Jew is one who has a Jewish mother or one who was formally converted to Judaism. Leviticus 24, verse 10 is often cited to give this belief of credibility, although the Torah makes no specific claim in support of this tradition. Some rabbis say that it has nothing to do with what the individual actually believes. These rabbis tell us that a Jew does not need to be a follower of Jewish laws and customs to be considered Jewish. In fact, a Jew can have no belief in God at all and still be Jewish based on the above rabbinical interpretation. Other rabbis make it clear that unless the person follows the precepts of the Torah and accepts the 13 principles of faith of Maimonides, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, one of the greatest medieval Jewish scholars. He cannot be a Jew. Although this person may be a biological Jew, he has no real connection to Judaism. In the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis chapter 14, verse 13, teaches that Abram, commonly recognized as the first Jew, was described as a Hebrew. The name Jew comes from the name of Judah, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Apparently, the name Jew originally referred only to those who were members of the tribe of Judah. But when the kingdom was divided after the reign of Solomon, the term referred to anyone in the kingdom of Judah, which included the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Today, many believe that a Jew is anyone who is a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, regardless of which of the original 12 tribes he descended from. So what is it that Jews believe? And what are the basic precepts of Judaism? There are five main forms or sects of Judaism in the world today. They are Orthodox, Conservative, Reformed, Reconstructionist, and Humanistic. The beliefs and requirements in each group differ dramatically. However, a short list of the traditional beliefs of Judaism would include the following. God is the creator of all that exists. He is one, incorporeal, without a body. And he alone is to be worshipped as absolute ruler of the universe. The first five books of the Hebrew Bible were revealed to Moses by God. They will not be changed or augmented in the future. God has communicated to the Jewish people through prophets. God monitors the activities of humans. He rewards individuals for good deeds and punishes evil. Although Christians base much of their faith on the same Hebrew scriptures as Jews do, there are major differences in beliefs. Although Christians base much of their faith on the same Hebrew scriptures as Jews do, there are major differences in belief. Jews generally consider actions and behavior to be of primary importance. Beliefs come out of actions. This conflict with conservative Christians, for whom belief is of a primary importance and actions are the result of that belief. Jewish beliefs does not accept the Christian concept or original sin. They believe that all people have inherited Adam and Eve's sin when they disobeyed God's instructions in the Garden of Eden. Judaism affirms the inherent goodness of the world and its people as creations of God. Jewish believers are able to sanctify their lives and draw closer to God by fulfilling mitzvah, the divine commandments. No savior is needed or is available as an intermediary. the 613 commandments found in Leviticus and other books regulate all aspects of Jewish life. The Ten Commandments, as delineated in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 through 21, form a brief synopsis of the law. The various religions of the world can be confusing to those who are seeking truth. Yet God can direct the hearts of those who are willing to receive truth to find Him. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 tells us of the results of those who seek the Lord with all of their heart. It reads, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." The Hebrew word for heart is lebab, pronounced levad, meaning inner man, mind, will, heart, understanding. When a person's deepest desire is to find God, they must have a willing mind and heart in order to gain understanding. Some people are not looking for truth in religion, rather comfort, acceptance from people, theological or religious knowledge, etc. It must be with the heart to receive truth that a person must seek the Lord. It is also here that he can receive God's simple plan of salvation. Many miss God, for they look for the greatness of man as a revelation of God. Others look for what men consider wise, causing them to overlook God's simple plan of salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 31 shows how many miss the call of God. It reads, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorified, let him glory in the Lord." Many of the religions that we are investigating offers the wisdom of men. To those who are seeking religion, yet the hearts of those who want truth do not settle for what satisfies the pride of wisdom of men. Rather, God and only God can satisfy the thirst is in their heart. In this lesson, we will study the Indian religions. There are multitudes who are deceived by these teachings. It is imperative that you not only understand what these false religions believe, but also that you pray to the Lord to deliver those whose minds have been blinded to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or who, because of the spiritual oppression from the rulers of the darkness of this world, have never had the light of the gospel shine unto them. These teachings are not intended to make you a theologian, rather a person who is spiritually aware of the enemy's tactics, and who will actively engage the enemy by binding spirits behind these false religions and losing men and women, or loosing men and women from the bondage of religious deception. Beloved, at this time, we will take a short break and come right back.
Christ as your personal Savior,
you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
Born to set the
we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to accept and or recommit your lives to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. Once again, for those who are turned away from him, I'm appealing to you tonight to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive him right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin and ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Bless your holy name. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The right way to begin the Christian walk is by receiving Jesus Christ. He immediately gives power to a child of God, to anyone who receives him. It does not matter what you have done in life. When you receive Jesus Christ, the very instant you will become a child of God. The Lord promises this in John chapter 1, verse 12. And if we take a look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, there is no other way for you to become a child of God. No man, no matter how well he has been sheltered from the vices of evils of this world, is a child of God until you receive Jesus Christ. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry. What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everyone. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now we come to the end of our show for tonight. I'm sorry. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it shall come to pass afterwards, I'm sorry, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I'm holding on to Jesus' name. I'm holding on in Jesus' name. The peace of the Lord be with you all. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you and good night.